Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was giving us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening to this broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico. Iraq, I haven't forgotten you. Welcome. Welcome, Philippines, Algeria, and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So as we wait for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for another blessed day that you have granted unto us, another opportunity for another day that we have been able to see. We're grateful for your spirit that you give to those of you that accept you as Lord, to lead and guide, to reveal, to teach. And we thank you for the very presence of your Holy Spirit. Lord God, we dare not enter into your word nor take this journey without you, for without you we can do nothing. So, Father, we pray tonight that your spirit, and through your spirit, you will release to us the understanding, the revelation we need of thy word. Lord God, that we may be edified in Christ, to be obedient to your will, and, Lord God, to fulfill your plan. So, Lord God, we will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight we are on part two of Polygamy is Not Part of the Restoration. Polygamy is not part of the restoration. We are on part two tonight. And for those of you who don't know what polygamy is, because I didn't define it in part one, but polygamy is where a man can be married to more than one woman at the same time. And therefore, we've been talking about, as we open up in part one, and I want to, if you have your Bibles, let us turn to the book of Matthew chapter 1, the book of Matthew chapter 1 in your Bibles. For those of you, you know, have your Bibles, follow along with us. And listen, this is what we want you to do, okay? We want you to follow along. We're not trying to do anything hideous or deceptive. We want you to take what we're giving you unto the Lord. And for those of you that's listening, perhaps you don't have a Bible with you. Why don't you write it down? If you got pencil and paper, write this down. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Thank God for another blessed day. And thank God for another golden opportunity to be on the broadcast. It had been a war, a fight, but Jesus, by his spirit, helped me prevail. So I thank God for this blessed day. And
amen.
Another golden opportunity, brother, to continue to provide some misery to that devil. So I thank God for that. Amen. Glory to be to God. We are getting ready to go into Matthew chapter 1. And people, we are coming before you once again with part two tonight of Polygamy is Not Part of the Restoration. And we open up with part one to lay a little groundwork. And we want you to understand that, for one thing, polygamy is a man being married to more than one woman at the same time. And we're letting you know this is not part of the restoration work of God. See, the whole center focus we're dealing with you about is God's work of restoration and restitution. And we have to let you know what is in his work and what is not. And even though God had used this man named Joseph Smith in dealing with the translating of the book called The Record of the Nephite, that was a sign of the beginning of the restitution restoration, this man came up with stuff in his failure that is not of God. And so we must let you know that the things that he came up in his failures, in his sins, is not of God, that you would not get it confused. So therefore, having said that, those you are listening, you know, after you listen to part two tonight, go back to part one. You should be able to see a little Bible, picture a little Bible on your on the God's Word of Man page. If you do, click it. A Dropbox will come up. When you see episodes, click on it, and it'll show you the past episodes that we have done. Now, part one, like I said, we open up a little groundwork. We look at starting off Matthew chapter 11, verse 10, where Jesus was letting the multitude know that John the Baptist was the one whom the scriptures were speaking of as the messenger whom the Lord was sent. And we open up with this groundwork to let you know that any revelation that you claim, if you, even if you claim that Jesus himself spoke to you, or he sent an angel to speak to you, or he spoke to you through someone else, and you claim this revelation, remember this. It has to line up with what is already written. If it contradicts what is already written, it is not from God. Yes. And let's make that clear. Because some of you may have had experiences that you got a, quote, revelation. And you were shown that what you got a revelation about, you were shown the scripture, and that revelation you got contradict the scripture, but you won't turn it loose. You won't let it go. And you keep saying, it's from God, it's from God. Remember, once again, as we get ready to go to Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 to verse 23, that whatever revelation you claim, whether you said Jesus himself spoke to you or spoke to you in a dream, or you got a revelation, a dream, an angel of God came and spoke to you, or someone came and spoke to you and you believe was sent by God and gave you a revelation on a certain thing, if it doesn't line up with what is written, it's not God. Now,
amen.
Matthew chapter 1, and I'm going to read verse 20 to verse 23, still laying a little groundwork here. And here,
amen.
Verse 26 says, but while he thought on these things, and who is Joseph, and this is dealing with Joseph and Mary, because, you know, Joseph knew that, hey, I didn't know Mary in that way, sexually, and here she is pregnant, you know, hey, and, you know, Joseph had on his mind to put her away secretly, okay? But the Bible said, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So, okay, Joseph, don't worry about it. She went fooled with another man, okay? Now, verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, notice here that Joseph get this revelation, okay, through the angel in a dream that the child that Mary is carrying is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he rehearses, glory to God, that the name of the child is going to be Jesus, and then what all is he going to do? Well, what was he doing? He was giving him this revelation, which was in line with what? Which was already written, okay? Amen.
Amen.
Because when you read the next two verses, it said, all this was done, that the word spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, what prophet talking about? Isaiah, Behold, I shall be, behold, a virgin shall be with child. So this revelation that Joseph was given about the plan of God in operation through Mary, who's carrying a child that was of the Holy Ghost, was in line with what is written. Do we understand that? And see, we talked to you about how that Joseph Smith, and this is where the Mormons once again miss it, Joseph Smith claimed he got a revelation from God about polygamy, that it was okay, that it was good. That was God for that. That's what is it called, brother? Spiritual wifeism. Okay, all of that. He claimed he got a revelation from God, and this revelation, as we go on further in this series, you will see, don't line up with what is already written. And many of the people in his time, instead of them searching to find out, hey, is this of God? They went with it. You know why? Because it was Joseph Smith, the man that God used. Wow. So if Joseph said it, and he said it from God, then it has to be. We ain't got to check it. Amen. A lot of you know what I'm saying, because you have done the same thing with other people. People you have well respected. People that you saw that God had used greatly. Yeah. Told you stuff. And you didn't check it. You say, oh, that's Bishop Joe. Oh, God has used Bishop Joe many times. So if Bishop Joe said God said it, God said it. We ain't got to check it. You found out Bishop Joe was wrong. Now you upset with Bishop Joe, everybody in the church, and you don't even want to hear nothing about God no more. You know, brother, that's how people get. You know what I'm saying? That's how people get. Even if you make a mistake, they not only kick you to the curb, but everybody else, and including God. You can't tell them nothing about Jesus no more. They quit praying. They quit studying. Oh, they so distraught. Well, why is that? Because you made the man Jesus. That's what you did. Now everybody that's missing it is not intentionally trying to see you. Now, we got to remember that, okay? We got to remember that. But here, we see in the scriptures that when there's a revelation given, it has to be lined up with what is already written. It cannot, and keep this in mind, cannot contradict that which is written. If it does, throw it in the trash can.
Yeah.
And like I said, too many of you to this day, you have, quote, gotten things, whether it's in a dream or, quote, a so-called vision, or you said you heard a voice. Because many people say, oh, I heard a voice, and this voice told me this. What did it tell you? This voice told me that I married Susie, but, you know, it's okay to marry Louise, too, because Louise is going to help me in a certain part of the ministry. And I tell you, that was the Lord. And you still trying to hold on to it, even though God have sent his servants to come to you and to show you that doesn't line with scripture, you refuse to let it go. Well, if you don't repent of it, that thing is going to take you down.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Oh, yeah, the book of beginnings. Genesis chapter 2. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 2, And I'm going to read verse 20 to verse 25. Genesis chapter 2, verse 20 to verse 25. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 20 to verse 25. Now look what the Word of God says. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, okay, there was not found a help meet for him. So in other words, Adam needed some help. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Glory to God. Now, according to the word here, now, this is before the fall, okay? Because we'll be looking at scripture before the fall, and then we're going to look at scripture what God said after the fall, okay? God pulled a woman, not women. Let's get that straight. Now, the Bible says when he put a deep sleep on the man and took one of his ribs, he made a woman, not women. Okay? So yeah. God pulled a woman, not women, out of the man to be a helpmeet for him. Okay? You see that? And both of them, get this, verse 25, notice, now, we don't think about why the Bible says certain things. We just read it and go by our business. Verse 25 said, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now, you would say, why did the Bible have to tell us that? Why we need to know all that? Now, you know, we just, it's good we know that he took woman out of man, okay? Well, you can see how God do certain things to set up the whole thing, okay? What does this represent? Amen. Now, notice he called him his wife in verse 25. This is before the fall. He's called his wife. But this goes to show both of them was just to see the nakedness of one another. Did you get that? Did you get Amen. That? See, if God would have pulled women out of him, that means he would be able to see the nakedness of what? Of more than one woman. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying here, okay? Glory to God. Oh, glory. And they were not ashamed. You get that?
Amen.
See, when you go pervert things, that's where, for example, that's where pornography come in at. Well, what do you think is happening? Not only is pornography watching others have sexual intercourse, but it's watching others naked, okay?
Yeah.
Now, look, people, I ain't trying to be rude or crude or whatever you want to call it. I'm being straight with you. Joseph Amen. Smith says he got this revelation from God that he can have a bunch of wives. That means he can see as many naked women. And get this, this is a revelation on polygamy, he said, from God. And guess what? I guess God didn't give him a number. So he decided, hey, I ain't getting no number still. I'm going on as many as I can get. You understand that?
Yes.
God just pulled a woman out the man, not women, and both of them were seeing one another naked. Okay?
Amen.
Which means that you husbands are confined to see the nakedness of your wife, not the nakedness of another woman.
Amen.
Do you get that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
See, our God's so smart, he got so much wisdom, a lot of times we just miss what he doing. You know, we read this verse right here and say, oh, both of them were naked and they weren't ashamed. Oh, praise the Lord. and we go on. But we don't see how he was setting things up to show you how he wants things ran. What's his law? Okay?
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Man.
So Adam was not created to see as many naked women as he want to. Just one in particular, okay? And get this. It was the same for Eve. Who did she see? The naked of her husband, not a bunch of men.
Yeah.
Notice that God didn't make Adam, Steve, and Joe and then pull out one woman. Do you get that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, for those of you, I got to be straight up with you, talking about you married couple say, well, you know, our sex life ain't doing good. We just decided to watch some rated X. Wrong move. Wrong move.
Amen.
That's going to open up the door for the wrong spirit. I'm telling you. That's going on a perverseness spirit, okay? It's going to open up the door for a wrong spirit, okay? You think you spicing things up. You spicing it up all right for the wrong people. It's not going to set your desire just for your wife. Understand that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just don't run around just looking at naked folks, okay? But see, this is how God set it up, you know. Glory to God. And see, this is what people don't get. I'm about to say this, and I know some people are getting upset. But dressing inappropriately, showing your breasts, your behind and all that, and see-through and all that, That's supposed to be covered, okay?
Right.
But between husband and wife, God said, that's okay. He set this up, okay? Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Thank God for the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5. Thank God for his blessed word. We're going to look at this one more scripture, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother here. Ephesians chapter 5.
Man, thank you, Jesus.
Now, we're going to see what Jesus said. Now, this here is after the fall, okay? Now, before the fall, one woman, one man, see one another, okay? Now, this is after the fall. Amen? So I wonder, did God change his mind? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31 to verse 33. I'm going to start at verse 30. It says, for we are members of his body, talking about the body of Christ, of his flesh and of his bones. Why? Because, remember, Christians, true believers, is supposed to be of who? The bride, the wife of Christ. Get that. Not the wives of Christ, V-E-S, not that, but the wife of Christ. Just like when he made who? Adam and Eve. Now, verse 31 says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, not somebody else's wife now, but to his wife, and they two shall be what? One flesh, okay? This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her, not someone else's, husband. Okay? Do we get that?
Amen.
So,
after the fall, God still ordained that marriage is to be between what? One man and one woman. It didn't change, people.
Amen.
It didn't change.
Right. It did not.
So change. Once again, we walk back to Joseph Smith and said, Joseph, you claim you got a revelation from God on polygamy. Well, we know from what we're seeing of two witnesses, that can't be so. Could be. Because Moses tells us in Genesis how God declared them before the fall, and Paul tells us in Ephesians how God declared man and woman after the fall. Still the same way. No change. Amen. That's why when you listen today, now God is doing a new thing, but you got to be careful and listen to what people mean when they say it. Because some people say God's doing a new thing today, and the stuff you see they do be ungodly. And they call it a new thing. I said, wait a minute now, hold on a minute now. You talking about God doing a new thing? Well, that new thing don't include a man having a bunch of wives. That's not a new thing. That's an
Amen.
Ungodly thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not a God. So there is no way, through the two witnesses we've seen, one in the Old Testament, one in the New, who's speaking the same thing, there's no way that that was a revelation from God. And this spiritual wifeism and all that stuff they talk about, and you do this, you can have a place in the celestial kingdom. You ain't find that in no scripture, people. You ain't find that in the Bible, and you ain't find that in the record of Nephi either. Neither one of the books. No spiritual wifeism. But many of the people that accepted what Joseph Smith said didn't look up to see, hey, we respect you, Joe, but Joe, have God done something like this before? We're going to talk a little later on in the series on that a little bit, because some people have been trying to throw up a certain scripture that we're going to look at to try to say, hey, yeah. You know, Joe may be right. But remember, God's protocol is the mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen? Now, we can give you, and I just gave you two, we can give you some more witnesses, which we'll keep talking about in this series, that, oh, Joe did not get a revelation from God. Not on that. He didn't get no, that didn't come from God. We got enough witnesses we can bring before the jury on that. Okay, that ain't no revelation from God. And see, people, you need to know this, because some of you will hear us say, and y'all have heard us talk about, say, hey, God used Joseph Smith in the translation of the book. That's true. And you'll start thinking, okay, if they believe that, they must believe anything that guy said. I done heard stuff about that guy. So what we're doing in this series, we're severing it. We're cutting off. We are exposing what is not of God. So we won't confuse you, so you won't be confused what's involved in the restoration work and what's not. And this, my friend, is not involved in the work of the restoration of God. You can bet on that, because too many witnesses have proven and spoken out against this so-called revelation. Now, some of the Mormons claim, say, hey, well, we don't operate by that no more. But you got some of the other Mormons that still do.
Yeah.
I think they call themselves, what, fundamentalist Mormons, something like that. Okay?
Yeah.
We still holding on to it. I imagine many of you men are. I imagine you are holding on to it. But it
Amen.
Ain't of God.
Amen.
And that's just amazing.
Amen.
Wonder why God just gave him a revelation by having a bunch of women, but never gave him a revelation to the woman by having a bunch of men. So, but I wonder why it just, anyhow. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
That was a revelation, okay. But remember, we talked to you in other series that there's a revelation from God, revelation from man, and revelation from the devil. Well, the witnesses so far you've seen rule out that were from God. So you got two remaining, okay? That flesh wants some pleasure, especially if they're ungodly. They don't care. And the devil don't mind feeding it. Amen.
You don't. You don't mind.
That devil would tell you your name is Don Juan, and you can have any woman you want and lead you out there to get killed. Yeah.
Amen.
Because you come across a wrong man, woman, he ready to do something to you. And the devil be sitting in the corner laughing.
Amen.
And saying, you fool. Amen.
Amen.
He's already told a bunch of men that already. Two things working with you that leading you in that wrong path, your flesh and the devil. And the devil already told a bunch of men that, hey, man, you the most handsome man. You can have any woman you want, man. Only thing you got to do is wink your eye. And the eye you wink it, get a black eye. Okay? And the devil just sit in the corner laughing. You fool. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. I'm going to stop it there. And I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Father, let your word go forth in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to piggyback, brother. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
On that. Ephesians 5th chapter, okay, because that's where I was going today. Can't help it.
Amen.
The mind of Christ,
amen.
Okay? Both of us got the mind of Christ, got the same scripture, so blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to start at that 21st verse, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord has a purpose, okay, like my brother was telling you, okay? He has a purpose. He has a plan. He has a pattern, okay? He has a way, and he has a place that he's going, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you look at the plan of God, you can see the plan of God from one end to the other end, okay? In both the Word of God, okay, and the Spirit of God, okay? And if the church is following Christ the way it's supposed to be following, you see it in the church. But the church is not following Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now, my brother was talking about this spirit of polygamy, right? Thank you, Jesus. That's but one of the things that Joseph Smith is guilty of, okay? Of that former church is guilty of, okay? But is the reason why all these other churches are still divided, right?
Amen.
You may say, well, we don't believe in Joseph. We don't believe what Joseph Smith did, but why are you still divided? I don't think it would make any difference. Even if we all was no polygamy here, you still wouldn't believe in the Word of God. You know why? Because you set a course in your mind. The devil has set a course in your mind. You let the devil set up something in your heart and say, I ain't receiving nobody. I ain't receiving no other church. My church is the only church I recognize. I ain't looking at nobody. I don't care nothing about nobody else. I don't care how holy it is. I don't care how righteous it is. I don't care how much truth they got. I don't care how many prophecies they got. I don't care if God has visited them with an angel. I don't care nothing about none of that. All I care about is my part. I care about mine.
Amen.
I care about my church. That's all I care about. I don't care nothing about truth. I don't care nothing about God's truth. All I care about is my church. And I keep telling you, yes, that's your church.
Amen.
Stop trying to Stop trying to give it to Christ. Whenever you want to identify with Christ, then you say, oh, it's Christ Church. Okay, but long as you want to, as long as Christ tells you to do something, no, it's my church. When Christ commands you to do something, you say, no, this is my church. I'm doing what I want to do. I don't believe in all that churches mingling and stuff like that. And, well, you're guilty. You're guilty of prejudice. That's what you're guilty of, okay? You're prejudice of other people, okay? And you have a hatred of God's other people, okay? And you have a disdain for God's other people. Well, you could say you don't, but then the proof is in the pudding.
Amen.
What's the pudding? The pudding is that you divided, okay? That's the proof. Thank you, Jesus. You're all divided. You're all going 50 different directions, okay? You all believe in something different, okay? And you cannot come together.
Amen.
If you cannot come together, that means that you haven't forgiven one another and that you don't really love one another. You're not willing to lay down your life for one another. Well, that's supposed to be signs of the maturity of the church is see how they love one another. They're willing to lay down their lives for one another. See how this brother laid down his life for his brother? How he laid his whole life down and he gave it for him. Thank you, Jesus. As Christ gave his life for the church. Thank you, Jesus. That's how Christ proved, that's how God proves that he loves. Hallelujah. What did he do? He laid down his life. Thank you, Jesus. I want to show you something, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That 21st verse starts off like this. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, this is a command that God gave to the church, okay, hallelujah, in the beginning, that they should submit themselves one to another, right, in the fear
Amen.
Of God, right? Then the Lord gave this revelation to Brother Paul, okay? Now, we're not talking about man and wife. We're talking about the church is supposed to submit themselves one to another. How can you do this when you are divided? How can you do this when you are following somebody else?
Amen.
Oh, what do I mean by following somebody else? I mean, you either following your flesh, which is bad, or you following the devil, which is bad, or you following the world, which is bad. Okay?
Amen.
Thank you. So the Lord tells us to submit ourselves. How do we submit ourselves to one another? Well, the first step, submitting yourselves one to another, is to do what? To not to see yourself as the great I am. Not to see yourself as I am great or I'm anointed. I'm the anointed one, okay? I have the word of God in my mouth, okay? How are you supposed to see yourself? You're supposed to see yourself as submissive to your brother, okay? And you're not supposed to think of yourself as better than your brother, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And you're supposed to care Amen. More for your brother than you care for your own pride.
Amen.
Now, where am I going? I'm going to this place, okay, that most Christians don't want to be. And that, you want to know what that place is? That
Amen.
Place is forgiveness. Okay? Thank you. You may ask, what that has to do with polygamy? It has a lot to do with this, okay, that I'm talking about, okay? Because how can you stand up against the thing that Joseph Smith did, okay? And you got your own agenda, your own self, okay? Now, you may not be as bad as Joseph Smith was, okay, in his doings, okay? But you still, in essence, as what you call it, disobedient as he was, because you're not following Christ. You're following your flesh. You are following the devil, and you're following the world. How do I know that? Why? I'm going back to the same thing. You're divided. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's and you know that proof, that is proof to the whole world that you are not Christ people. Well, you could say you are all you want. You could say, well, we go to church every Sunday. I never miss one service out here. I always come to church. I always pray. I get up every day and pray. But you don't. You haven't submit yourself to Christ, right? First, you got to submit yourself to Christ. Anybody can pray. Anybody can pray.
Amen.
Why you see Hindus praying, that's why you see Buddhists praying, that's why you see Islam praying, that's why you see Roman Catholics praying. Why? Because you can always pray. Anybody can pray. Praying is nothing. Praying is nothing if you're not praying to the true and living God, okay? And you are not submitting to Him, okay?
Amen.
And you can't submit to Christ. If you haven't submitted to Christ, then you can't submit to one another. Right? Well, see, people don't understand that. They think they can say one thing and do something else. You ever heard people say that?
Amen.
Don't do
Amen.
What I do, do what I say do. Yeah. Parents like to say things like that. Don't do what I do what I say do. Smoking ain't good for you. Well, you see them sitting there smoking all day long. Right?
Yeah.
I'm drinking all day long. Don't do like I do. Do like I say do. Now, how far you think that's going to go? That ain't going to go very far, is it, right? Thank you, Jesus. Because you got victory, right? 22nd verse says, now we're going to get to the meat. 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Oh, man, that's a can of peas right there, right?
Amen.
Wives don't want to submit themselves one to another. I mean to their husbands, right? Unto your own husbands. Oh. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, not to somebody else's husband, to your own husband. What are people saying now? What is the new saying that people are saying these days? I ain't submitting myself to no man.
Yeah.
I ain't saying no vows, okay, talking about obeying no man. I ain't not going to obey no man. I'm my own woman.
Yeah. Amen.
He can go his way and I can go my way. Yes, I married him, but he ain't my Lord.
Amen.
He don't
yeah.
tell me what to do. We equal partners here.
Amen.
We're equal partners in this marriage, okay? Well, that ain't gonna work because that ain't what Christ set it up. Christ said that said who? He said, "For the husband is the head of the wife." 23rd verse, right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Even Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body, okay? So God likened this unto the Christ being the head of the church to the man being the head of his wife. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the man has to make this happen. How? How is the man going to make this happen? He got to love his wife like he loves his own self. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, God didn't tell the man to obey the woman, but he told the woman to obey the man. And he told the woman to be submissive to the man, right? And then sometimes the man has to submit to the woman. Why?
Yeah.
You know why the man has to submit to the woman and have to talk to her about all the things that he's doing? He has to talk to the woman, transmit to the woman what he's going to do, right? Why does he have to do this? You know why he has to do this? Because go back to Genesis, the scripture that my brother just read to you, okay? In Genesis, the first chapter, and Adam said what? He said when God made the woman out of the rib, right, and brought her into to the man, Adam said, she shall be called flesh, bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh, right?
Amen.
She is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, right? That means
Amen.
That the woman is as much a part as you are a part of yourself.
Amen.
Now, this is a great mystery. Thank you, Jesus. Like Brother Paul was saying here, this is a great mystery. Thank you, Jesus. Because not only does the Lord command us to be one with one another, and we become one flesh. The man and the woman is one flesh. Okay? That means
Amen.
Everything that the man does, the woman does. Everything that the woman does, the man does. Okay? Because they are the same body. They one flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Now, see the mystery here. Christ means for us to be one with him. Okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, I'm talking about the church. Thank you, Jesus. 24th verse. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, all this hangs on one thing, if the man is truly following Christ. All right?
Amen.
Can you get that? If the man is walking in contrary ways, if the man is a pervert, if the man
yeah.
is a love pornography, if the man is an abuser of women, okay, and he loves a lot of women, this is not talking about him. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But this talking about a person that's anointed. It didn't mean for you to follow a dog all the way to hell because he's a
yeah.
dog. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, are you going to take your face in there and beat up your face with your own hands? Are you going to beat your own head with your, you know, is a man going to take his own fist and blacken both his own eyes? Is he going to do that? You know
no
why
way.
He ain't going to do that? Because he loves himself. He ain't going to blacken
Amen.
His own eyes. He ain't going to knock out his own teeth. He ain't going to do that. You know why? Because he loves himself. And the Lord said, love your wife as you love yourself. You kind of understand that when he say that, don't you? So you ain't going to hit your own self, are you? You ain't going to abuse yourself, right? You ain't get no stick and beat yourself on your back, are you? I'm talking to you, your husbands, okay? Thank you, Jesus. 25th verse. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. 26th verse. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, okay? So the man is supposed to sanctify the woman, okay? And the woman sanctifies the man by being what? Faithful one to another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the law of God, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God sanctifies us. Hallelujah, with the washing of water by his word, okay? And when we walk in the word and we become one with him, okay? Now, the plan of God is that man, woman, and God shall become one. Are you getting this?
Amen.
That's the plan of God, that man, woman, and God shall become one. Hallelujah. They should be act one. They like the I think it's in the is it in the Proverbs talking about the three cord strand. I forgot where it was. I haven't read that scripture in a while. Okay, but it's talking about the three court strand, okay? And these three courts, okay, is the man, the woman, and God, okay? And not in that order, but it could be God, the man, and the woman, right? Well, that's how it's supposed to be. When God wants to become one with you, okay, as you become one with one another, okay? God is supposed to become one with you, okay? And that makes a tie that the devil cannot cut. He cannot break that cord. You know why? Because it's the three. Out of the mouth of three witnesses, let every word be established. Out of the mouth of these three, shakaha.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, out of the mouth of these three. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let these words be established. Thank you, Jesus. Let them be one.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
That's God's plan.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Lamb of God.
Hear the voice. Glory.
Hallelujah. Mm. Forgive me for my blubbering there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 26 verse says that he might
yes,
sanctify
Lord.
And cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present
yes,
it
Lord.
To himself a glorious
yes.
church. Not only does God want to become one with the man
yes,
and
Lord.
The woman. Hallelujah. He also wants to become one with the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, your body is a temple. Each one of our bodies is a temple for the Holy Ghost. And I ain't talking about unsaved people. This is to
yeah.
save people. Your body is a temple for the Holy Ghost. And you're supposed to give it to Christ. And according to the 12th chapter of Romans, you're supposed to give your body to Christ, the first verse, okay, in the second verse. You're supposed to give yourself to Christ, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, hallelujah, which is your reasonable service. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's the mystery, okay, but you can't. The only way you can come to this mystery is by walking in obedience to Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God. You cannot see this unless you're walking in it. Okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now I'm going to leave it right there, okay? And I'm going to pick it up tomorrow, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it back over to my brother. Take it away, Brother Nathaniel, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Glory, glory be to God. We are grateful for this opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you all that's listening. This is a serious subject, people. There have been many broken hearts, through this thing, many misled people, many acts of evil that has been done. And many of the men have taken advantage of women, many women whose hearts were tender and who actually thought that they was doing something for God. Lord, my God. You know, I want to say to those of you, women of God, many of you out there, and what I'm going to say is not to make you eye every man as being evil, but you got to learn to check things. I don't know if y'all remember that example I gave, we was in another series, I think, when I gave this example, when Mother Betty Price said, about this bishop in the church who was married, but he was fooling around with this other woman. And when the woman spoke, started speaking up, so to speak, speaking to him, and she was saying, you know, I think what we're doing is wrong. And he would keep telling her, come on, be a good girl. God wants you to be a good girl. And so she went with that. She went with that. Now, of course, he was taking advantage of her, okay? Her tenderness and quote, thinking that she's pleasing, you know, God. And you have people that be, you know, naive in many things in that area. And you have people that see that to take advantage of them. And no doubt with this false revelation that even Joseph Smith guy, he took advantage of some women, okay?
Amen.
He took advantage because he knew that, quote, they didn't know. He knew that many of them weren't going to bother searching it out. You know, if people find out that you are a very naive person, they'll try to get anything over on you. You know, it's just like a lot of your companies. When you first go on your job, one of the things a company give you is their company book. Now,
yeah. If
they have to stand out and be honest, 9 times out of 10, they do not expect for you to read that book. And guess what? Sad to say, they mostly write. Because most of the workers that they give that book to, they don't read it. So this is why the company will come up with all this other stuff that contradicts stuff they even got in their own book. But not too many people say anything about it. Why? Because they don't read the book. Yeah, they might sit there and gripe and grumble a little bit, but if they knew that it was in that book that, you know, what the company was doing was opposite of what they said in that book, that's why you have a few that do stand, and the companies look at them as being rebellion and all that and a troublemaker, okay? Because there are a few that do look at that company book, and when that company does something that contradicts their own book, they're going to let them know, say, hey, that ain't what your company book says.
Amen.
But see, more times than not, the company's right. When they give you that company book, 9 times out of 10, they don't expect the people to read it, and they are right. Most people, when they go on a new job, and be given a company book, they do not read that company book. And so what the company do, many companies, what they do, they say, we're going to try something a little bit, see how far we can get away with it. So they'll try knowing that it's against their own company rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, we're going to see how the people react. So when the people start grumbling, oh, it don't sound like that's right, they may tell you, say, that's not right, but not really knowing that the company going against their own rules, okay? The company going to keep on going with that thing. Now, when you start saying, hey, that ain't in your company book. Your company book says blah, blah, blah. Then the company, like, start looking funny. See, they look funny at a lot of folks that do read that company book because they had their look on their face like, man, they got me, you know, like that. Because why? 9 times out of 10, they do not expect people to read it, and they are right. Many people do not read their company books, okay? So, yes, you're going to find many of your companies, they're going to go against their own sayings. For the reason is they know that many of us don't read it.
Amen.
And you know what's even make it worse? They know that many of us is not even going to go search it up. We would rather stand there and grumble and complain and gripe than go and search it.
Amen. Your
company ain't worried about your griping. They worry about you knowing. That's what they worried about. And when they see that you go and you look in that book and you bring, even if you brought the book back, say, hey, wait a minute. This is what your company book says on this. Now they got the look on their face like, oh, no. He actually read the book. You know,
They ain't looking for that.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's the same thing in the things of the spirit and these things we're talking about now. Okay?
Yes.
Joseph Smith, with that false revelation, he took advantage of some women. They ain't looking in the commander-in-chief book to see his rules. Now, you think some of them wasn't feeling funny when they first got into that? I imagine they did. But they went on with it. Why? Because Joseph, and this is God's will. This is a revelation from God. And you'll be a spiritual wife. You'll have a place in the celestial kingdom. And they believed it.
Amen.
But they never looked in the commander-in-chief rule book. And guess what? Had access to the rule book, but never looked in it. And so what old Joe do? Hey, got him here. And this is how he even got many people to accept it, because they was not looking in the rule book.
Amen.
Yeah, of course some of them felt funny. But once again, old Joe, drop that word on them. You're going to have a place in the celestial kingdom. Oh, Joe, that's what I want, Joe. I want to do God's will.
Amen. Amen.
Mothers and daughters at the same time? Come on, people. You ain't going to tell me some of them people around him didn't see that very strange.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, man, Joe just married a girl. Wait a minute. Is that her mama? He oh, no, Joe. Oh, man, yeah. Is that?
But,
once again, Joe dropped that old, hey, you got a place in the celestial kingdom, and I am the prophet. And this is why you hear many of the Mormons, especially the older one out of the two young boy that come, sounds like a robot, the prophet Joseph Smith, the prophet. That's why they keep saying that, because they held him up as God.
Yeah.
So it wasn't no more Jesus Christ. It was Joseph Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though they felt like, hey, Joe, this ain't right.
Yeah.
Joe would take it on the spirit even like David. He saw your wife. He came up with that, hey, she can have a place in the celestial kingdom if she marry me stuff.
Amen.
But when you don't check the rule book, you might gripe and complain, but you still finna mosey on with it. But you gotta check the rule book. And when you see the rule book says something different, you can say, hey, that ain't the rules in the rule book here. The rule book say this.
Amen.
Could you imagine if the people really would have stood on the rule book when Joseph came and said, hey, I got a revelation from God. What do you get, Joe? God said, I'm going to have a bunch of wives and help them get into the kingdom if they marry me. Could you imagine they say, hey, wait a minute, Joe. We got to go check the rule book, the Bible. Let's see what God says. Could you imagine how Joe would have been looking? They came back and said, hey, Joe, we ain't found nothing like that up in there. Now, where you said you got that from? I got it from God, but what kind of God you get it from? Because the God we read about in the Bible doesn't say anything about that. He don't say that. In fact, he keeps talking about this one man, one woman. Joe, what'd you get? Let's see if Joe would have threw up. Well, God's doing a new thing. Then definitely you know he done got off. Because ain't no new thing like that. That'll make God have changed to over something that's evil. You got to check the rule book, people. Let me tell you something. Many of you finna come across many people giving so-called revelations today.
Amen.
And I don't care if they've been close to you for the last 30 years. You better check it before you start jumping on that horse and riding that horse with them, going in through the muddy waters, because you know horses get up in that muddy water. That horse going to say every man for himself, because that horse lose control. And you fall off that horse ain't coming to get you. That horse trying to save himself. So before you jump on that horse and start riding with him, say, ride with me. You better check the rule book.
Amen.
Okay?
That's right.
And it's finna happen, people. You finna come across people with these so-called revelations.
Yes.
Because you look on YouTube, it seems like something everybody wants to be a prophet. Man, I mean, you got more prophet and prophetess with these names coming up than I have ever seen in my lifetime. I mean, popping all over YouTube. You got folk coming up, oh, I'm prophet. I'm like, what? And
yeah.
It's amazing. We ain't talking about people jumping up saying I'm pastor or I'm apostle. Man, we got prophets, especially last year and this year. Man, they've been really walling up. I mean, from speaking about the former president to COVID to you name it. Okay?
Yeah.
We got all kind of, and God's this, and he and she going to do that, and God told me this. Man, you got, like I said, they sprouting up, people.
Amen.
Going to have to check the rule book. Make sure it line up. And some of these false prophets, trust me, they've been eyeing you. They've been watching you. See how you do. If they know that you're a person that don't study the word, they say, oh, man, shoot. I know I can get something going on here. You know, it's just
Amen.
Like just like the people in the town near here where I stay at, and I think this happened back in the 90s or something. It was this minister over there, and he told them something like the world was going to end next week or by some date, and they had to get this, sell what they had, and they give the money to him. Well, you know what he did? They stole what they had and gave the money to him. He ran up to Chicago with the money.
That doesn't make no kind
of...
no,
now, you would think... You would think, why would these people, you know what I'm saying? With, okay, I don't care if a man came to you now and tell you said the world is finna end in June. If you don't study the scripture and see that there's other stuff, see, other stuff have to happen first, people. That's why you need to know the word for yourself.
Amen.
It's so much stuff that hadn't even happened yet that has to happen. And for somebody to come up here and tell you, say, listen, the world going to end in June. And second of all, why would you need to sell stuff? Okay?
Yeah.
What would you need?
Yeah.
The world going to end in June. Okay, if the world going to end in June, you ain't seen no Antichrist. See, this is where one of the things I have difference. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, but that preaching the pre-trib rapture. And tell my God can come any day. That's not true. Because you putting him ahead of stuff he said that has to happen before he returned. That ain't happening. He is a God of order. Whatever he tell you that's going to happen before he returns, look for it. But he's not going to hop over his own order just to come. And you going, Lord Jesus, what you doing here? I ain't seen the Antichrist yet. Oh, well, I got bored in heaven, and I decided to come and get my church now. That ain't happening. There's
yeah.
an order he got to go by. There's an order he's going to follow, okay? But
right.
see, you would think that the people, from the story I told you, for the people, you would ask yourself the question, why didn't they just, I mean, check this thing out. They had to show or have a lot of belief in that man. I mean, a lot of it, to the point where they had him up as God.
Amen.
To do that. Now, I was told he ran up north to Chicago with the money and stuff like that. Okay? And I hate that he did that to those people. But Jesus told us that false Christ or false prophet was going to come in his name and shall deceive many. Why is they going to be successful? Because we're not in the word. They're going to tell you stuff that even to maybe some sinners will sound ridiculous, okay? Hard for some sinners to believe. But because of the place we put many people, if they said it, we accept it, okay? And we don't question it too much, okay? Amen.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that's what they failed to do with Joseph Smith. He come with this thing, I got a revelation from God, and most of the people around him didn't check it. They said, hey, it's old Joe, God's man. And if he said it, God said it, so it be. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
And that's what they went with. Amen. You know, they got this show that had been coming on. I don't know if it's still coming on. I know. And it was called Sister Wives. Okay? Having a bunch of wives, and now you're going to call yourself Sister Wives. I don't care how much you try to sweeten the pot. It ain't sweet. Okay? You can put sister whatever. You ain't going to make it no better. Okay?
Yeah.
That just look bad. Okay? And I guess maybe to console your feelings, you're going to call yourself Sister Wives. No, it ain't no uh-uh. The man was joined after his flesh. That's what that was about. And that's the same thing that happened with old Joe.
Yes.
That was a thing of his flesh, okay? God ain't accommodating the flesh that way. You can counsel that. You know why he's not accommodating the flesh that way? There's a reason why God's not accommodating the flesh that way. Because the flesh would never be satisfied. It'll never be satisfied. It wants more and more sin. So God is not going to accommodate the flesh in that matter. He's not going to do that, okay? But see, that's what happens when you don't check the rule book.
Right.
And I'm telling you, from the stuff I'm seeing and from these people that's popping up on this YouTube, I mean, all these prophets popping up like a garden full of crops, okay, it's making me check even the more, okay?
Amen.
There's some stuff, like I said, I'm not trying to tell you all of them fake. I do believe there's some legit ones out there, but it just kind of how these people popping up and they claiming prophet.
Amen.
They just, I'm a prophet of the Lord, I'm a prophet. And some of them, they names you probably couldn't pronounce. Okay, they be putting these kind of, I ain't going to say nickname or whatever you want to call it on there, and you be looking like, huh? And some of them you can pick up in your spirit is a no-no, okay? Some of them you just look at and pick up in your spirit like, uh-uh. And if you don't be careful, they'll be speaking stuff into your life, okay? So you have to be watchful of that right there. But what I'm telling you is like this. Check. Anybody give you a revelation, check. And if you get a little inkling that is contradictory, what you know is already written, if I were you, I wouldn't ride that horse. Okay? I wouldn't get on him. He looking calm now, but you jump on him, he start bucking and kicking. You going right up in the air and just hope that the hoof don't hit you when you coming down. So if I were you, I wouldn't ride that horse.
Yep.
Amen. The other sign, as I close and let my brother offer up a closing prayer, another sign you could tell, too, at times when something's not of God, is that when that person don't want you to check behind. And you get across that person and they don't want, and you give, and they give you a revelation. You say, well, brother, sister, I want to pray and ask God about it. Well, you ain't got to ask God. There go your clue right there. You by the way, just drop.
Yeah. Amen.
Because you got to watch an aggressive spirit.
Yes, you do.
Them aggressive spirits, I'm telling you, they'll come out and take you against your will. Next thing you know, you'll be doing stuff, and you'll be sitting at your house and talking about, I just can't believe I did that.
You got to watch them aggressive wheels, I'm telling you.
That's right.
You got to watch them. People say, you got to believe me because I said it. You better watch it. If they don't want you to check, and I'm talking about you honestly checking, not you talking about, I'm going to check and ask God, and you go on the last 30 days and you ain't even consulted God about it. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you honestly saying, hey, I want to ask God about it. And they get mad and don't want you to check. Oh, there goes your sign right there, buddy. You might well just say, okay, well, finna go.
Amen. That's right.
Tell you, because we're living in a perilous time, people. Okay?
It is.
It's a dangerous time, tell you. And Satan will use whosoever submit to him. And some of you don't think, some of your family folks can't be used by him. You're going to find out that ain't true. But having said that, I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, in your mighty name, Lord God, we come before your face, Lord God, admonishing you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Setting our eyes upon you, our desires upon you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we know that you're the only one, hallelujah, that can bring peace to the church, that can bring the church together, Lord God, and under your spirit, oh Lord God, of forgiveness, under your spirit of reconciliation, oh Lord God, of your spirit, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, your one spirit, Lord God, your one, hallelujah, fold, oh Lord God, your one purpose and your one plan. Thank you, Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, we ask, Lord God, that you reveal it to the hearts and minds of all the listeners, Lord God. Hallelujah, tuned in to this Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, that they might receive it, Lord God. Hallelujah, by the spirit and power, Lord God, hallelujah, of asking, Lord Jesus, that they might ask and receive, hallelujah, according to their faith in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Reveal to them, Lord God, these words, O Lord God. Hallelujah, in your mighty name. Enlighten them, Lord God. Illuminate them, Lord God. Cause their minds, O Lord God, hallelujah, to seek, Lord God. Cause their minds, Lord God, their hearts and their souls not to be satisfied until they get a right answer from the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord. Let them be seekers of thy truth, O Lord God. Thy whole truth, Lord God. Your absolute truth, Lord God. Lord God, your spirit of truth. In Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you bless them, Lord God, and bring them back again, O Lord God, to hear more of these words, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they might be settled upon the rock of your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget, part three tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, look for the advertisement then. It's me and my brother will be back for part three of Polygamy is Not Part of the Restoration. So once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.